from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A protest in Kabul as Afghans try to storm the presidential palace.
Today we come here for, we need the peace because of our people.
Protester Mohammed Musa as Afghan security forces fire warning shots to disperse angry protesters in Kabul after some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace. Demonstrators were in the capital protesting the beheading earlier this week of 7 civilians, including 3 women, by militants allegedly linked to Islamic State. VOA spoke with reporter Ayaz Ghul, observing the protests from Islamabad.
These demonstrators tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace because they have been demanding that the government should immediately address their demands or their complaints that there should be security for the civilians and that the government has failed. So they are quite angry and the demonstration is still going on. So when some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace, then Kabul police in fact fired in the air to disperse them, and they have been successful in keeping these protesters from attacking the presidential palace.
Demonstrators carried the coffins of the victims through the streets of the Afghan capital. Protesters also chanted "Down with Taliban" and "Down with Daesh," an Arabic acronym for Islamic State. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State 2 years ago. The commander of the Kuiris airbase in Aleppo, Major General Munthir Zaman, saluted his soldiers, who he says remain steadfast, and called for mercy for those who died for their country. The monthly long offensive was aided by Russian airstrikes. This is VOA News. Many of Thailand's migrant workers and refugees from Myanmar are watching closely the formation of new government in Myanmar after the strong showing in the weekend elections by the National League for Democracy. But as Ron Corbin reports, key community representatives say many migrant workers are cautiously optimistic a new government will provide the support they need to improve their lives.
Only a small fraction of the more than 2 million Myanmar workers and refugees living in Thailand were able to cast a vote in Myanmar's national elections. But for most, their hopes lie in change, as opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, or NLD, took a commanding lead in vote counting. Min Oo, a coordinator with the Foundation for Education and Development in southern Pungnar province, says many are already looking to the formation of the new government.
The feeling they have is like they just wanted to get a new government, or they just wanted to win the NLD.
Thailand has also been a sanctuary for refugees fleeing Myanmar's inter-ethnic conflicts. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Many recall the NLD's election landslide victory of 1990, only to see the result dismissed by the ruling military. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has sworn in a 36-member cabinet that includes himself as the country's Minister of Petroleum.
Our new ministers must proceed to work speedily and do their uttermost to justify the confidence we have placed in them, not only by their conduct, but also by their performance in their various positions.
The ceremony on Wednesday in Abuja came more than 5 months after Mr. Buhari was inaugurated on May 29th. The president said he wanted to avoid mistakes of the past and find the right person for each job. A senior U.S. diplomat Tuesday urged the government of Burundi to begin internationally mediated talks with the opposition to end the country's political crises. Tom Perriello, the U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, spoke in Bujumbura.
It is crucial for all parties to respect their commitments, to join an internationally mediated dialogue with no preconditions and without delay. This is the only viable way to return Burundi to the path of peace and prosperity. The international dialogue will complement the inter-Burundian dialogue, thereby increasing the likelihood of success.
Meanwhile, a UN human rights official warned Tuesday Burundi's violence threatens to spiral into an ethnic or regional conflict. Scott Campbell, head of the Central and West Africa Human Rights Office, called on Burundi's neighbor and the African Union to help resolve the crisis. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.